It's now time for our Jackson Heights locker room chat here tonight on KNCA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tabman with you, and we'll start here with the girls basketball team and joined by Cobras head coach, that is Madison Massey. It is presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. Coach, let's dive through the last week in another game with ACCHS last Friday, another close one. When the Tigers come out, 51-49, but you guys bounce back big Tuesday against Pleasant Ridge, 54-33. Just kind of take away or give us kind of a sense of the overall takeaways here from the last couple games.
Yeah, you know, I'll start with ACC. We played the best I've seen us play since Royal Valley. I thought that we played extremely well together as a team, sharing the ball, moving it to find the open shot. We just struggled to keep them from shooting those three-pointers. They had 9 threes, and that's really hard to win games when they make that many. But our urgency and our sense of playing together really carried over versus Pleasant Ridge last night. They shared the ball well against the zone. I thought we diced it up. We took good shots. We ran an offense. I mean, I've been hammering it all year. If we don't run an offense and we just do our own thing, we're going to struggle. So they really bought into that, and our press really, really created some turnovers and troubles for Pleasant Ridge. They had 32 turnovers, which caused us to get quite a few breakouts for layups.
I want to get your initial thoughts here as we're getting closer to the end of the regular season, and now we're really got to at least start talking here as we're down to the final few weeks about Substate and kind of how everything is shaping up there. It's the Horton Substate in Class 2A. Riverside, of course, has been a very good and consistent team all season. You guys are right up there towards the top. P. Ridge, of course, who you saw earlier this week is in there. Of course, you're very familiar with some of these teams, of course, being in the league with Jefferson County North, Horton, Valley Falls, but some other teams, Republic County and Valley Heights out of the Twin Valley League. How much have you kind of looked into the Substate? How much do you kind of know about some of these other teams you may not be so familiar with?
Well, I've got several films on Riverside. I have a couple on Valley Heights. But, I mean, it's one game at a time, and I know that it's going to be a struggle with whoever we get first, being Pleasant Ridge, Valley Falls, JCN. They're all capable teams with good links to their puzzle, and we've struggled against some of these teams in the past in our regular season. So playing a team for the third time is going to be really tough. I know we got to be prepared because both teams know what we're going to do in those league matchups in Substate. But Riverside is just going to be so tough. They've got a lot of returners. They've got a really tall post that shoots the ball and is really crafty around the rim. So we're really going to have to lock down defensively to have a chance to get out of our Substate.
You obviously want to be playing your best basketball to that point. You still have a couple weeks here to kind of make sure you get to that point. Friday, you get back to it against Morehill Mounts Academy. Turn around on Tuesday, you'll get Horton. What are you hoping to see here in these next couple of games?
Well, offensively, I'd like us to work on a couple different ideas. We have several different sets put in, but our continuous offenses, we're really more comfortable with just one that we have in, but we have three. So I'd like to start shifting to one of those other two that we have in our system so that we're ready for different things that the defense throws at us. We really got to focus on our press, our rotations. We kind of pick and choose when we do it how we're supposed to. So we really got to lock in on cutting off the middle and the sideline so we can create the pace of game that we want.
Madison Massey, Jackson Heights girls basketball coach, joining us each and every week. Again, brought to you by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. After the win against Pleasant Ridge Tuesday, Cobras sit 11-4, 8-3 in league play. Just 5 games left here in the regular season. Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck on Friday against MHMA, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you.